Should we talk about faking cancer again?
I mean, unavoidable these days. It's unavoidable. Monsters, all of you. It's like cancer, faking cancer, and toxic moms. I'm done.
Hi, Julie Bezzavalli.
Hello, Patrick Hines.
Fam, look, we've got a Patreon. You know all about it. It's where we do all the amazing things like Scamanda. And
yeah, speaking of, all the fake cancer things, Anatomy of Lies, Scamanda.
We're doing Fox Hollow. Oh, my God, we're doing the Karen Reed thing.
We're doing A Body in the Snow.
It's wild. You can't look me in the eye when you say Body in the Snow.
How long until we cover Karen Reed and John O'Keefe?
It's so wild. Here's the thing. We know, and everyone is finding out, that there is fees when you sign up for Patreon that Apple charges when you sign up when you use your iPhone.
Yeah. We're the podcasters you love. We're not doing this. This is an Apple thing.
We don't get a dollar of that. We don't want a dollar of that.
We don't want any of this to be happening.
So there is a workaround. All you got to do is sign up on a browser. So if you want to join our Patreon and you're on Apple and you don't want to pay those extra couple bucks, which obviously, just go to your browzer, go to patreon.com/truecrimeobsessed and sign up there, and then you will not pay those extra fees with Apple.
Yeah, and you can do it on like Safari. You can do it on your laptop. You can do it on your phone. Just don't do it through the app. Do it on a browser.
We think it is so annoying and we are not happy about it.
We're not thrilled about it. We are thrilled about our new merch, however.
New merch is open for everybody. It's so cute. Y'all wanted Live Like You Want to Be Sent For merch. It is there. It's really, really cute stuff. There's Golden and Fiona stuff.
Yes, it's very, very fun. There's like cute alligators and crocodiles in love.
It's the crocodiles in love. I forgot about that.
Alligator and crocodile.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
Love.
Just go to truecrimeobsessed.com, click on the merch link. It's all right there.
There you go.
Girl, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Con Mum on Netflix. You know what?
She's got businesses all over the world.
We're talking like hundreds of millions.
I remember thinking your life is changing. You're going to have a lot of money.
I wish we'd never received that email. It was the start of something which you never in a million years thought was going to happen.
Thank you, darling.
If I die soon, you're not a millionaire.
She said, you know, I'm an illegitimate child, like a Sultan of Brunei.
Thank you, darling.
Everybody's talking to her like she's their mum.
What? Why is everyone calling you mum?
Thank you, darling.
She spoke like 18 languages. Crazy.
Thank you, darling.
He was convinced everything was true.
Who is this woman?
Everything could turn out to be fake.
Why would I not believe her?
Thank you, darling.
If a grand call don't say nothing.
Thank you, darling.
Where's the proof that she is actually your mom?
He will lose his friends, family, lose everything.
He really longed to feel love.
Which way do you go? Which way?
I do all my power to keep you.
Right at the top, we meet Graham, and I guess he's kind of a famous pastry chef.
He's a Michelin-starred pastry chef and consultant. He's like a world-renowned and celebrated chef.
Like, can you imagine being good at being, like, making desserts?
No.
Like,
no.
Okay. I don't really have any need for desserts. I don't really like desserts, but I would love to know how to make a cake.
And this guy really is at the top of his field.
Yeah.
At one point, he worked for an international restaurant group, quote, running 47 restaurants globally.
Yeah.
And he was responsible for over 120 pastry chefs working in 20 different kitchens. That's crazy.
That's a lot of pastry. That's a lot of people eating a lot of dessert. You know what I mean?
He loves what he does. He's good at it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
God,
let's move on to Heather, because I like Heather a lot more.
Okay. Tell us everything.
Well, Heather met Graham when they worked together.
Yes.
Then they fell in love. They got married. They had so much fun together. They were traveling. They were cooking things. They were eating the things they were cooking. They met at the perfect time. They sort of were like, wait, is this for real? Like, we love each other. We have the same goals. We're having fun.
Yeah.
Like, is this a reality?
Heather is amazing.
Heather rules.
Heather really does rule.
Heather's been through it and back.
Yes. And she's about to go through it all over again.
I mean.
It's never a good thing when you're here in a documentary.
And it's called Con Mums. So no spoilers, but the mom sucks.
Right.
Like, right? Do we have to hide it wait till we get there to the big reveal? It's in the name. The first word is con. This mother sucks, not Heather.
Totally. Heather's awesome.
Heather's awesome.
But this mom freaking sucks. This mom is the worst.
I mean, she's really bad. And we've seen bad moms. We just did Southern Fried Lies.
I know.
Like, we're surrounded.
We talked about Lori Vallow on this thing.
And like recently.
I know.
So Graham grew up with a lot of trauma. He was like, and he was so happy. His dad also sucked. And he was happy with Heather, but Heather explains that, like,
Graham didn't know who his real mum was. It was almost like something was missing in his life. It was a piece of the puzzle that just wasn't explained, wasn't there. And I think he really really longed to feel love and to feel that sort of connection with family.
There was a lot of trauma that Graham never really dealt with. He was just sort of like chasing this happy life that was very real and happy, but he wasn't really unpacking his childhood.
And to be clear, Graham did not grow up with his mom. Like, he tells us he was born, he went into the foster care system at 2 for a year. We don't know why. He doesn't know why. Then he goes back to live with his dad. His mom is out of the picture. He's got a stepmom, but his dad is just like an emotionless, just fucking
He's
creep.
An abusive guy who was very abusive to Graham. And he also, at the same time, didn't tell Graham anything about his birth mother. So for Graham, that's all connected. Like, he's abusive and he's keeping Graham from his mother, who he doesn't know anything about. So he sort of invented, you know, it's just, it's hard.
Right. It's a very hard, very hard childhood.
And it's painful. So Graham didn't really think about it. And he wanted that connection and he wanted the answers to all of these questions. And so one day they're like having a cleaning frenzy, as I call it, where you're like, get all the boxes we haven't looked at in 10 years and just like clean it.
I've never had one of those
like
days.
Like a decluttering cleaning frenzy?
No, Steve will force me to have those days, but I'm that person who could just live with everything being in the closet.
Oh my God.
I know.
Anyone who's done it, you know the feeling where you're like, here's how to do this. I'm going to take everything out and put it all over the floor. And then an hour into it, your whole life is on the floor and you're like, but I'm hungry now.
I know.
I want to do that other thing now. Oh, there's something sparkly over there now. And then you're just like walking over the piles.
Yep. I once single-handedly moved my mother out of her apartment into a nursing home.
It's tough.
So, I mean, I did it alone over a weekend. I went through all of my mother's stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, so I have done this. That's all. I just wanted a pat on the back for that.
Oh, great. You did a thing. Amazing.
I did a really, really nice thing
for my
mom.
I mean, it's tough. That is very tough.
Yeah.
But in one of those moments, there are cleaning one day, they find Graham's birth certificate.
Yes.
And his mother's name is on it.
Her name is Hatton Horngold, and I said she definitely teaches at Hogwarts.
I mean,
like, how does...
I mean, she sucks. It makes total sense.
Totally.
She'd be in that turf university or whatever. So... Yep. They, like, Google her.
Yeah.
They want to find her, and they come up empty. And Heather's like, it's like this woman didn't exist.
Travel down the road and back again. Girl, Ernan is back. Look, life, we know this. It doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Ernan.
Yeah, so let's get into it. Ernan is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work.
Yep.
And up to $150 per day with a max of $750 between paydays. That's a lot of money.
It really is, and it's so easy. All you gotta do is download the Ernan app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $150 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck.
And they can be for anything. They can be like, oh, I need some extra money for rent, or oh, I forgot so-and-so's birthday's coming up, or like, I just feel like going to the movies, and
truly,
I would love some extra cash.
I'm going to get that fancy bottle of wine this week.
Right?
You know what I mean?
That new dress is looking very cute in the window. I want it.
So fam, make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 4 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind.
So download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store.
When you download the Earnin app, type in True Crime Obsessed under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. So once again, that's True Crime Obsessed under podcast.
Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank.
Cash outs are based on your available earnings. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees.
Option to expedite your transfer for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service.
See the cash out user agreement for details. Services not available in all states.
So after a few months, they give up. They don't really think about it anymore.
This is the kind of thing I'd get my teeth into, though. I think if I found my birth certificate and it gave me clues to find my long-lost mom, I think I would not stop. I think that's where you would lose me for a month.
Well, here's the thing. Heather gets pregnant.
Yes.
So they don't care about the birth certificate anymore. They're way too happy. They are ecstatic.
Yes.
Because remember, everything was great. They had, like, this thriving business together. They loved each other. Now they're going to have a baby. Well, everything's perfect.
And also, like, this is 1 week after finding out that they're pregnant, you know, COVID hits.
Yeah.
And they're kind of thrilled about it. Because, like, in England, like, everything just shut down.
Yeah.
And so everybody stayed home.
We did nothing but basically work on our hobbies.
It was just an amazing period to actually spend quality time together, playing around in the kitchen and developing recipes and just cooking and eating and feeding each other and looking after each other.
Best time of our relationship. Not gonna lie, best time of our relationship.
We cooked, we ate the food that we cooked. She's living with a Michelin star chef.
I mean,
you know,
things cannot be better for them. And this is when this horrible woman enters their lives. I swear these people can smell happiness.
I know.
And then they show up to ruin it.
So they get an email from this woman claiming to be Graham's birth mother. He's confused. He's wondering if this could be real. She said that she'd been searching for a way to contact him. Her name is Dion, formerly Teresa.
Red flag number one.
Yes, but she knows stuff. She knows that Graham was born in Germany and then taken to England. And Graham says, almost nobody who knows me knows that. Everybody thinks I was born in England, but it's not true.
Right, but he is a little famous.
Yeah.
And so kind of known. Also, my first thought is DNA test. DNA test would end all these questions.
And we will get there eventually.
We will.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm a little famous. And like, he's kind of known in an industry. So he's asking her things that only she would know. Middle name, haha, he doesn't have one. That's
right.
A trick.
Yeah.
So this woman has all the right answers.
She does.
Except no one's giving her the DNA test, which we will get to.
Yeah, because we're going to learn really quickly that Graham really, really wants this to be true.
It doesn't. Yeah. He,
you know what
he
I mean?
He almost doesn't want to take the DNA test because what if it's not true?
Exactly.
So they go to Liverpool to meet Dion. She's staying in a hotel there and she's offering to put them up.
Exactly. And like right from the jump, she seems like a woman of means.
And we see all of this. Like we get camera footage immediately. So we have a lot of footage of this mother.
Yes. They look identical, by the way. They look a lot alike.
And Graham feels the bond right away. He feels complete. Like he's been, imagine you've been dreaming of this moment your whole life. It kind of falls into your lap.
Yeah, because he says,
the feeling I had when I first met her was not to be a baby, but it felt like I was somebody's baby.
But I felt like I was someone's baby for the first
time. And then he turns into a big fucking baby soon enough.
Know.
It takes him a week to become a blithering, blathering baby.
I know. I mean, I get it a little. The lengths that he allows himself to be deceived is unbelievable.
He turns into a manipulative, abusive asshole in about 2 weeks.
It's true. It's true. But there is a part of me that does understand that kind of like, I never had any parenting and now she's here and, you know.
I totally get it.
Yeah. But unfortunately, we are in another documentary where we're doing it with you, a person who sees the truth for exactly what it is from second one of everything. I understand your frustration.
And Heather agrees.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Dion was very, very nice to Heather. She should be. She wants a medal.
And you know what was amazing? My mom was nice to my pregnant wife.
Seriously,
whoa.
It's like, and let's give her flowers for that. No, she gets, give me those fucking flowers back. She doesn't get a single one.
Because the thing about Dion, the mom is like, you need to be earning your place in this family. You're the one that left. You know what I mean?
You are new here.
You're new here.
You fell forcibly into our fucking laps.
Yes.
She's also touching Heather's baby bump way too much.
I know.
I hate that for Heather.
I hate that too.
You know she's not asking. This woman, like, I'm sure she's air quotes nice, but she still comes in like she's been here from the beginning in the worst way.
Yes.
She's still overbearing. She's way too touchy with Heather.
Yep.
She's almost like, I'm the mother. I get to do whatever I want. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You like this entitlement.
Well, and also Heather is telling us that Dion is alluding to the idea that Graham was forcibly taken from her.
Ripped away.
Yeah. In Germany, she didn't want to let him go. So it's building this sad narrative of like, I've been looking for you my whole life.
Right. And people kept us apart.
Yes.
And, oh my God. Now, this is all the least of our concerns.
Yeah.
Because Dion drops a bomb on Graham. They met 2 hours ago, and now she tells him, oh my God, I can't believe I found you. Good thing.
She had 6 months to live because she had a brain tumor and marrow bone cancer.
And bone marrow cancer.
Like, oh my God.
Now, Graham finally, just put yourself in Graham's shoes, finally knows his mother after all of this time, and she's dying in 6 months.
Yes.
There's a ticking clock.
Oh my God, of course. And there's a new baby on the way. Like, it's awful.
Which is all by design.
Exactly.
The emotional roller coaster of this.
Yep.
Dion knew exactly what she was
because
doing.
Because he says, I've just found her, and now I'm going to lose her again.
So now it's like, well, now we have to do all the things that Dion wants to do before she dies.
Yeah.
You monster, she's dying.
I have a note here that says, if she's fucking faking cancer, I quit.
Well, bye. Welcome to the last episode, I guess.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Like, oh my God.
I know.
You know, like she wants to see the ocean one last time. So now everything she wants to do, we have to do because she's dying.
Exactly.
And we just met her.
Yes.
So what are you going to do? Take this away from Graham too? Even if she's an overbearing, manipulative nightmare, which she is.
Yes.
Heather can't say a word about
any of this. Of course. Yeah.
She can't be annoyed about it. She can't can't be anything, any normal feeling that she's feeling, she can't have.
She can't have. But initially, Heather is along for the ride. She's game. She's happy for her
she's
husband.
Like, really? I know. Everything was fine. And now I know. I have like a mother-in-law.
She's like, the world shut down and I got my husband all to myself.
She's like, 6 months, huh?
I know.
All right. TikTok.
Do we have a firm date on that? Or
is it, could it be four?
Is it six-ish?
Are we like, mm-hmm. are we just trying to be hopeful with the sex? Is it really three? Fingers crossed, honestly. 6 weeks, did you say, or months? Are you sure you said months or is it
well,
weeks?
Well, let's see.
Days?
I know.
Hours, minutes. So Dion's backstory.
My mum had lived in Singapore. She told me that she's got businesses all over the world. Farms, passion fruits, mangoes, whatever it is, having multiples of these businesses. Palm oil in Indonesia and Malaysia.
Whatever it is, having multiples of all these businesses. Yeah. Red flag.
I know. She's taking calls with associates all over the world, speaking 18 languages. I was like, first of all, are there 18 languages?
There are like thousands of languages.
I'm just kidding.
Here's a question.
The look on your face.
Why is this jet-setting woman who's apparently very successful and has a ton of resources, why did it take her all this time to find her son?
And why is nobody asking that question?
Like, I don't understand. And the other thing she's doing, which makes me crazy and is such a red flag, everyone has to see her as their mother. Even if you're in business with her, everyone has to call her like mummy
or grandma.
Grandmom. Uh-huh. And I'm like, that's fucking weird.
But it's a major red flag.
Yeah. And like, even in business, right. You're in business. That's not your mother.
Oh, we're going to meet a guy down the road who like doesn't even know that he's in business.
I know. Like, so, and according to Dion, she's a saint. She's saving villages. Yeah. She's giving people food and money. She's everyone's mother. And I'm like, this is a red flag. Are you guys crazy? So, of course, there's like videos of Dion being amazing and like saving lives. And like Graham is there when people are calling her.
Right.
So there's a lot of just shit we've seen a million times.
And so Dion decides she wants to come to London to be near her son. And she comes. She's staying in this 5-star hotel, ordering the best champagne and caviar. And they're just like, holy shit, like she's got money.
And everyone in the hotel knows her.
Yes.
The staff is like, oh, she stays here all the time. She's one of our best customers. And I'm like, again, she's always in London, where her kind of famous son lives.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Never thought to look him up with
until
her zillions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's another, I'm like, red flag after red flag. My arms are so tired from waving the red flags in everyone's faces.
Do you hear the people
like,
sing?
Oh my God. So she's super wealthy. How, you ask? Two ways. One, quote, her business acumen. That's not an answer.
I know.
What does that mean? If we're going to lie.
I remember that they said her business acumen, but I changed it to her businesses.
What?
One, her businesses.
What does that mean?
Her, like, mango farms.
If we're going to lie, then be like, I was one of the first investors in Apple. If we're lying,
right, yeah,
lie. But business acumen is not the answer to that question.
No, no.
Number two.
Okay, this is great.
Please pull over. You are not ready for her second reason for being filthy rich. Are you ready?
You're not ready.
I'm going to wait.
Are you stopped?
Wait.
Okay.
Buckle up anyway.
Totally, yes.
I want to hear the click.
Okay, great.
This is a direct quote from her, so I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
She tells me that she is the illegitimate child of the former Sultan of Brunei.
She is the illegitimate child of the former Sultan of Brunei. Graham is like, oh my God, that makes total sense. Because the luxury 5-star hotel she's staying in is owned by the Brunei family.
Exactly.
That's why everyone knows her. Again, wait a second.
Yeah.
She's the illegitimate child, their quotes, of the former Sultan of Brunei. How does that make her rich? Did he pay her off? And if he paid her off, that would mean everyone is ignoring her.
Right.
Because calling herself the, quote, illegitimate child, her term, implies that she's a secret and she got shut-up money.
Right.
But if she's saying that she's getting money for simply existing as she's in her 80s and not active in the royal family
in any way,
this doesn't make any sense.
And we are once again in that world where everybody's benefiting from her money, so nobody's asking any questions.
We also live in a world where it's 2020, all of this is Googleable.
I know.
But nobody wants to Google it because the caviar is awful good today.
Because the caviar is awful good.
I've never had caviar.
I have.
I'm scared of it.
It sounds awful, but it's delicious.
It scares me.
I know.
What does it taste like?
It's salt. salty, but like you put it on crackers with sour cream. It's really, really good.
Really?
Yeah. It's the kind of thing that sounds like it shouldn't be good, but it is.
Not to sound like a total pick me asshole, but another reason I don't like caviar and I don't like champagne.
Oh my God, you don't like champagne?
It makes my stomach hurt.
Ah.
And I like bubbles. I like seltzer.
Yeah.
I like all that, but champagne, I'm always like, ah, give me a vodka.
Totally.
Taking a double
though. Yeah. Well, let's get right to it. I mean, if we're doing
let's get real.
You know
but
what I mean?
But champagne is like, it doesn't, so I'd be like,
You know what I sometimes think about is on
a bottle of Tito's and I'm good to go, but
no,
otherwise.
Truly. Our number two episode on Patreon is The Queen of Versailles. And that woman sitting down for Christmas, for opening presents under the tree with her box of caviar.
I mean,
opening, she gave herself a box of caviar for Christmas and she's eating it while the kids are opening their presents.
I always just think of you, you've got mail. That caviar is a garnish. Tom Hanks takes all of the caviar. Meg Ryan is horrified. She's so cute. Travel
down the road and back again. Girl, Home Chef is back. Guess what? We are having shrimp quesadillas in my house tonight.
No way.
Yes. I'm so hungry and I've been looking forward to them. We took them out of the box. I'm like, I cannot wait to eat these.
All right, let's talk about Home Chef, please.
Please, please.
Home Chef delivers fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience.
Yes, and fam, users of leading meal kits have ranked Home Chef number one in quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. Look, I'm making the quesadillas tonight. Even I can do it.
So here's the thing, though, because they have all these different menus, right? You could do like the classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients. That's one option. You could do quick 30-minute recipes. They have oven-ready options. They have meals that you just throw right in the microwave.
Yes.
Instead of that awful conversation, what are we doing for dinner tonight?
I know.
How about you pick what you're having for dinner all week?
Yes.
And if you have a busy week, you're like, oh, I'll use the microwavable meal this week. Oh, I'll do the 30-minute, whatever.
And also, it's super economical. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. They're not even talking about ordering.
Oh, like, ordering.
Please. The ordering is like, I'm not a mathematician, but it is so
it's
much
fees
more.
Fees on fees on fees.
Correct.
Not
yes.
Anymore.
Yeah, no. Oh, can I talk about these 5-ingredient meals?
Yeah.
It's exactly what it sounds like. They've got 5 ingredients. It's super easy to make. If you just don't feel like it, but you know you got to cook something tonight, their 5-ingredient meals just make it so simple. And that's where I started, by the way.
Yeah, they're like really easy recipes,
yes.
And they just have 5 fresh pre-portioned ingredients. Make it very simple.
100%. So fam, for a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life.
I know. Go to homechef.com/TCO.
That's homechef.com/TCO for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life.
Homechef.com/TCO must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Okay.
Come on now.
But you know what's my favorite thing? You eat the free dessert as you're unboxing the box.
Obviously.
That's the hack.
Obviously. So, yeah, they don't want to Google this because, well, first of all, he wanted his mother in his life and she happens to be fucking filthy rich. And when
she's dying in 6 months.
And he'll probably get the rest of her fortune.
He'll get all of it.
This is great.
That's the whole point.
So, two things that happen to be happening, though.
Like, yeah.
She is seemingly known by people in the hotel.
Yes.
She does seemingly have a lot of money because Graham is getting all these gifts like cars.
I've never had a decent car. What about my mum, however? Son, I haven't seen you for 45 years. You've never had a present from me. I'm going to buy you a present. I'm going to take away 45 years of pain. Those were her exact words. Let's go and get yourself a car.
She gets him a Land Rover.
They go to the Rolls Royce place.
Where they know her.
And the guy's like, she just bought 2 Phantoms. I Googled it. Phantoms start at over $500,000.
Jesus!
That's like the lowest you can pay.
And she bought 2 of them?
That's what the guy says. So you're Graham, right? And you're like, she says the Sultan of Brunei thing. Nothing makes sense. I'm definitely not Googling her.
Right.
But then you have people in real time.
Yeah.
At the hotel, at the Rolls Royce place, and it makes Graham think like, all
right. It's gotta be real.
I hit the jackpot.
Yeah, and like, obviously we know this isn't real, so we can say, when we learn how she's doing this, it's kind of like, oh, right, this is
obviously
how everybody does
this. So he gets a Land Rover, Heather gets a BMW.
Yeah.
Now, 2 months after meeting Dion, Heather gives birth to their son.
It's a very traumatic labor.
She says she was on a blood transfusion for 5 hours. Like, it was very, very, very bad. Very, very hard on Heather.
Yes.
But everyone is fine now, and everything's amazing. Heather's okay. Their son is okay. They're basking in the fact that their parents, Heather, survived this thing. They have this beautiful little baby.
No sooner than this baby is born.
Here comes Dion to ruin it.
I mean, 1 minute later, the mom calls and then texts a photo of a toilet full of blood.
She's peeing blood. Here's another red flag. The photo is proof.
Yeah.
Most people would just be like, heard,
yes,
stay home,
right,
rest
exactly,
up.
Right. I mean, literally a photo of the toilet. Like, that was the grossest thing.
Now, because there's Heather.
Yes.
Who the mother hates anyway.
Yeah.
Now a newborn baby.
Right, of course.
More attention to take Graham away from
her. I said, as GP would say, this train is never late.
Never late. And then there's Dion, and the sky is falling, and she needs all the attention. So Heather almost died.
Yes, and,
then,
and there's a baby.
And now there's a baby, and now, but everyone look at Dion and the blood piss or whatever. Now Graham is like, well, oh no. I can't leave my wife and newborn.
Yeah.
I also can't leave this essential stranger.
Yes.
Who happens to be his 85-year-old mother dying of cancer.
And in my mind, it's easier if they're both in the same house. And then at least then I can try to be there for both. But obviously, it's not ideal. You know what I mean? It's not really ideal, is it? So I went and collected her.
Dion moves in with Heather and the baby and Graham because of course she does.
Oh my God.
Of course she does.
Of course she does. And Heather says she went from being like lovely to me to completely changing the way that she talks to
me. And also once Dion moves in, she's fine. Yesterday she was sending photos of herself in bed, unable to go on.
I know.
Now she's at the house being a bossy nightmare.
I need to start sending pictures of me like that to
on
you.
On a fucking fainting couch. I just can't do it.
Jillian, I just can't go on today.
But like sobbing hysterically.
I know.
And now she's being a bossy nightmare and being mean to Heather.
I know. Calling Heather selfish.
We hear audio of it. And Heather, you're a very bossy lady. Excuse me.
This is where I'm like, whoa. Like, this is where Graham, by saying nothing, is starting to show his real colors.
And I gotta tell you, people who don't fake cancer pull this shit.
Yes. Yes.
You need to be stopped.
Yeah.
People like this need to be stopped. You are not owed time with people's babies, whether they're your grandkids or whatever, like this in any way. Heather had an incredibly hard birth.
Yes.
Give her space. Leave her alone. You're new here.
You're new here.
And Graham, the husband, is blinded by the idea of money.
Yes.
And stand up to the stranger and protect your wife and your baby. What is wrong with you?
But that is very common sense. I think that this is an extreme example. Like, I think most people would be doing
that. I would hope so, but I've heard stories of people just, like, letting their in-laws walk or letting, like, their parents walk all over their spouse, and I'm like, can you get a backbone?
That would be insane to me.
What's
like,
wrong with you?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Wait, I've seen people do it without the idea of money, without the hope of money.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So Heather says, and this is also incredibly heartbreaking, that like, again, Heather just, they were at 9 months of being excited about this baby.
Yes.
Then they have this very hard, Heather goes through this very hard traumatic labor. And now Heather says, there was no room for me to be a mom.
Right.
Dion was the only mom and Heather wasn't allowed to celebrate it because it's not as dramatic as this guy meeting his mother and she's dying in 6 months.
And Heather says, the experience of being a new mother was robbed from me.
I mean, that's horrifying.
That's horrifying.
Because Dion has to win being a mother. She has to win drama. She has to win
and
trauma.
Like, once again, she's not been in their lives for 40 years.
She's a stranger.
She's been there for weeks.
They just met. So 2 months after their son is born, Dion, who is now 2 months from death, has never been to a doctor's appointment and is the healthiest terminally ill cancer patient since Scamanda, is off to Switzerland.
She's going to Switzerland.
Why? Because she needs money.
I know.
She needs access to the money in those Swiss bank accounts.
Yeah, and she's got to take Graham with her because he's going to inherit all the money, so he's got to be there to sign the paperwork.
So the plan is, let's go to Switzerland. Again, she's dying of two different types of cancer.
The baby is a couple of weeks old, and Graham is being asked and is voluntarily
manipulated.
But it's also only meant to be 4 days. It's going to be 4 days. We're going to go sign the paperwork. We're going to be set for life.
Right. And Heather's like,
if I'm honest, I was like, go to Switzerland. Give me some peace and quiet for 4 days. Not a problem. Just get out of my space for a bit.
She literally is so thrilled to have both of them the fuck out of her hair.
Yeah. And honestly, wouldn't you be?
Yes.
Everything was great before this woman came along.
Yep.
And now she's kind of seeing the true colors of her shitty husband. And she's like, how did I get here?
Yeah. And it really
8 weeks ago, everything was fine.
It comes down to the money. It really, more than the mother, it comes down to he wants the money.
I know we always say to follow the money, but not like this.
Not like this.
This is not how we mean it.
No. One more thing. Before I'm getting on the plane with this woman to go to swear, I would be giving it a goog. Is this real? Is it really worth me leaving my family for 4 days?
But he doesn't want to do that because he wants the money to be real.
Right. And we won't learn until the end that she says things to him like, I don't care if you don't trust me. If you don't trust me, then forget me.
Manipulation.
Right. Like, I'm not taking a DNA test. If you want to, either you believe me or get out of my life.
How could you say that to me?
Right. Exactly.
How could you do that to me?
Right. And it's like, Dion, I just want to, for both of us, I want to prove. Like, don't you, what if I'm not your actual son? Don't you want to leave your money to your actual son? You
Graham's
know what I mean?
Not saying that.
But that's what I would be saying in response to her.
Right.
Like, let's just just like make sure that this is legit.
Again, you're a stranger.
Yeah.
You came to me on the internet.
Right. Yes,
like,
exactly.
If you really take a step back and look at it, and I'm sure Heather, once she was out of the chaos tornado, right. She was becomes kind of like...
She's the only one who can see this clearly for what it is. Yeah.
So while they're there in Switzerland, Graham calls a friend to meet up for a pint. And I'm like, please, can we get some fresh eyes on this? Please, can we get an outsider to be like, what the fuck is going on? At the very least, your mom's creepy.
Yes, right.
And treating you like a child and a baby.
Also, though, as soon as they get there, they're checking into 5-star hotels, eating at Michelin star restaurants, everything. She's meeting with bankers. She's telling him, oh, we need to get you $20 million because we're going to need to open this bank account for you. Right. This is no problem. Yeah, I mean, and so then Graham meets up with his friend Juan, who ends up being the fucking hero of this story.
I mean, Heather first.
For sure.
But so we see, this is so disgusting.
Yeah.
We see video of Dion feeding Graham birthday cake. And she says, and I quote, this is so barfy.
I know.
I hope you didn't like start driving again.
No, no,
right?
They're okay. They know. They've stayed pulled over.
Okay, I'm going to say something, and I'm sorry to say it.
Okay.
But everyone has to know.
Oh,
if
God.
I have to do it, you have to do
it.
Mommy, put it in your mouth.
Oh, no.
Yes.
This is way too twee.
Mommy puts it in your mouth.
No!
He's 45 years old. He's regressing because he never had a mother.
I know.
Now he's acting like a baby. And Juan was like, it was fucking weird, man.
I know.
He was acting like a toddler.
I know.
Like, oh, but this is what she does to everybody.
Yes.
We will say that everyone has to be treated like a little newborn baby around her. It's bizarre.
Yeah. And like,
I'm kind of shocked that she didn't try to co-opt their actual real newborn baby.
Oh, right.
I mean, maybe we didn't see that, but she seems like the type where, I mean, she definitely tried to oust Heather. And Heather wasn't having it.
Maybe with another woman, she might have tried that. But
maybe.
Heather was never going to let that happen.
Everyone, like, especially, she's making these, if we're to believe her, multi-tens of millions of dollar deals, and everyone has to be like, hi, mommy.
Exactly.
Feed me the cake, mommy.
Mommy puts it in your mouth.
Can you stand it?
That is so disgusting.
She should. I mean, no one should be a billionaire.
Not since Mama Bear.
I mean, so now they have to meet the banker. I'm like,
what is this,
deal or no deal?
I know.
They have to go meet the banker and do this very high-level banking because we're talking over $20 million.
And, like, Graham is very impressed because they're summoned to the bank after hours. They're taken to some fancy room that he feels like only dignitaries and heads of state.
He brings Juan with him.
I know. Graham, he was born to be dazzled by this kind of thing. And I think maybe somewhere in his mind, he thinks, you know what? I deserve this. I've had a shitty life.
Yeah.
I didn't get to have my parents. Now I get to be wined and dined for the rest. Like, I deserve this.
Yeah. And there's a part of me that absolutely understands, like, this is trauma and he's regressing and all that. But that goes out the window.
Oh, totally.
Very quickly because he's just happy to be manipulated, it feels like.
Right. It'd be one thing if he was single and didn't have a kid and, like, he's just, like, letting himself blindly be brainwashed.
But he lets Heather be abused by his mother and himself.
And when you break it down to its simplest form, he's putting the money in the mom over his family.
100%.
He's prioritizing not his wife and child.
And they very quickly, like, stop having conversations as a couple, as a partnership, as a pair, as a team, as a duo. And it's very much their adversaries kind of quickly.
Yes.
And that's Graham's doing.
100%. And so after all of these days in Switzerland, meeting with all these fancy banker types, nothing actually gets signed.
Nothing. Because their finances are a mess. The businesses are scattered all over the place. And I'm like, another red flag. This is weird. If you have $20 million, you should be organized.
And it's like,
where's your financial advisor?
Cut to Graham, who's seeing that nothing is getting signed, hearing the banker say, like, this isn't all adding up. Cut to Graham going,
Graham starts talking about, you know, generational wealth.
It was amazing, the thought as a father that your family didn't have to worry. Not having to worry about money. Tell me anyone who wouldn't think that.
He is willingly being blind to everything that is right in front of him.
He's also sitting in front of a camera for Netflix to justify his actions.
And he's very defensive. To this day, he's angry that we would question why he would believe this.
Right, so he's saying, well, wouldn't you?
Right.
Generational wealth till the end of time. But what's weird, Graham, is that we get, because nothing is, everything's going to take much, 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 much longer than anticipated.
Yes.
It's not just a long weekend anymore. But we get all this video from the hotel. Dion is happy and smiling, fancy champagne, no more blood in the toilet.
No more blood.
No more I simply can't go on. She's as healthy as can be because once she has Graham away from Heather, it's all fun and games.
Totally. And now we're with Heather and she's like, I'm in London, Graham's in Switzerland. She says one day she looks at their account months and sees that a large sum has been transferred to Graham's personal account from their joint account, and she asks him about it. He says it's going to Dion because she couldn't get money out of the bank because of COVID. So Graham is saying, my billionaire mother needed me to lend her a significant amount of our savings because she just couldn't access her funds in the moment. But don't worry, she's going to pay us back.
You couldn't just get a Bud Light.
Right.
You couldn't adjust in any way. You couldn't stay somewhere else. You couldn't not do this. That's number one.
Right.
But also, that's abuse in and of itself. No. For him to be taking an insane amount of money from his wife, not telling her to give it to this person you just met.
Travel down the road, back again. Girl, Haya is back. Look, these are the vitamins for the kiddos. We love them. I was just telling you, we just got our new bottle of Haya. Daisy ripped it out of our hands to go decorate her bottle because they send it with stickers.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Back in the day, and typically, even today, children's vitamins are basically candy.
They're truly
like candy in disguise. Yes. They have like 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, all these like gummy additives that growing kids should never eat.
No, we know that most of the children's vitamins have 5 grams of sugar, right? Haya is made with 0 sugar and 0 gummy additives.
And it tastes awesome. I know a lot of us have picky eaters at home.
I gotta tell you, I can really attest to this. Daisy looks forward to taking her Haya every. She asks us about it.
That's why. This is why we're doing this. Okay.
Know. And fam, are you tired of battling with your kids to eat their greens? Get this. Haya now has Kids Daily Greens Plus Superfoods, which is a chocolate flavored greens powder designed specifically for kids, packed with 55 plus whole food ingredients to support brain power, development, and digestion. And Daisy loves it. We do this all the time, a couple times a week. You just scoop, you shake, and you sip with milk or any non-dairy beverage as a delicious and nutritious boost your kids will actually enjoy. I cannot tell you how good it makes me feel to know that she's actually getting her fruits and veggies.
Finally.
And we're tricking her into doing it.
Well, don't, not too loud.
I love tricking that
kid. The kids might be in the wrong.
I know. You're right.
All right, so the same multivitamin that more than 1 million kids and parents love are now available with Disney's The Lion King with a new Lion King unboxing experience, including the Lion King bottle and Lion King stickers.
And we've worked out a special deal with Haya for their best-selling children's vitamins. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hayahealth.com/TCO.
This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to HIYAHEALTH.com/TCO to get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Daisy loves it all. I'm telling you, she loves it all.
And the Lion King. I mean, my God.
I want to go out of order here a little bit because it takes the documentary a little bit too long to explain this. The way that Dion runs her scam, the money that she was spending on all of that, the caviar and the 5-star restaurants when she first met Graham and Heather, she had scammed somebody just before
them. From the previous scam.
In this exact same way. So now, while she's with Graham in Switzerland, she's going to start scamming other people, and Graham's not going to know about it.
Because what she does is say, I'm going to give you $20 million for your business.
Yes.
That money's locked up. If you could just give me $100,000 now for the $20 million I will give you, it's kind of a drop in the bucket, right?
And you believe it because she's been spending tens of thousands of dollars that you hadn't lent her, but we know she got that from the people she scammed right before she met you.
Exactly.
So she's going to take this money that Graham is lending her. And Graham is lending her this money because he believes she's good for it because he's been seeing her spend tens of thousands of dollars. And she's going to now use Graham's money to start scamming the next people while she's still scamming Graham. It's genius. It's evil. It's evil to the core, but it is it's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, people have been doing it since the beginning of time.
Right. And what I'm saying is, fam, if any, there's hundreds of thousands of you that are going to hear this, our episode of this. This is going to happen to one of you.
Or someone you know.
This is how they do it. Yeah. So when you are believing that person and lending them money because you've seen them spend money, this is how they got it.
Yeah.
So that's, I just
it's
wanted to like.
Someone else's stolen money.
Exactly. I want to be very clear about how she's doing it.
Yeah. Also because of COVID.
Exactly.
What does that mean? They're jet setting from London to Switzerland, not a mask in sight.
Nope.
And it's weird that everyone else can access their money, but she can't access her money because of COVID.
Exactly. And but Graham is in. He's hook, line, and sinker in. He doesn't need an explanation.
And I'm being hard on Graham, and I think for good reason, but like no one else questions it either.
Right.
We will meet, quote, business associates later, and they're all like, oh yeah, because of COVID, but I gave her 50 grand.
Yep. And Graham is here to say, like, that first transaction was 25,000 pounds.
Which is about $32,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money in general. It is an unacceptable amount of money to keep from your wife who's sitting at home with your newborn.
Just the idea that they just had $25,000 in savings that he could just take without asking her?
I mean, that's a conversation where you have a newborn baby at home. She's by herself. You say, look, my mom, like, that's what I mean. They're not working together as a couple and as a partnership and as a team. Because now he's instantly manipulating Heather.
Yes. Because
he
knows
lying
she was,
to her.
He knows she would say no.
And he doesn't want to deal with it.
And he, if she said no and mom doesn't get the money, that's going to blow up his relationship with his mother.
This is financial abuse.
Exactly.
He's already becoming an abuser, whether he knows it or not.
So he's becoming an abuser, but he's also being he's been completely brainwashed. He believes what the mom is telling him.
Instantly. He was a perfect mark.
Yeah.
She should have done this years ago.
Totally.
Because honestly, like, this is the guy because he needed a mother so badly. And I understand the trauma of needing that. I'm not shit-talking that. But, like, you gotta...
Of course.
Kind of look at something with reality a little bit. When everything, when so many, every single thing this woman says needs an explanation, it's a problem.
Yep. Well, and now Heather is saying, and, like, remember, that trip to Switzerland was supposed to be 4 days.
The trip to Switzerland is initially supposed to be 4 days long. After the 4 days, Graham tells me, oh, the paperwork wasn't ready, the lawyer wasn't ready, we need to stay for a few more days. I'm like, fine, stay for a few more days.
He's extending by days and days.
And the longer they stay, the more money's being spent.
Exactly.
Hotels and dinners, bottles of wine, champagne, caviar.
But it's also like the longer that Heather doesn't have to deal with the mom. So she's kind of like, fine, stay.
But also, the more Graham is being isolated.
Yes, exactly.
Now, Juan, the friend, is here every step of the way, thank God.
Yes.
Dion is immediately calling him grandson. He's calling her grandma. She's going to give him millions of dollars because he's family now.
Exactly.
They go house hunting.
Yep.
For Juan. We see the photos.
I mean, we see the photos. And, like, Dion says to Graham in front of Juan, I'm going to give him money. How much money do you think I should give him? And Graham just says, how about $3.5 million? They're just they're tossing out numbers. Juan is, like, Juan has got a strong head on his shoulders. He's kind of like, what the hell is going on here? They're looking at these houses, and Juan is like, I don't even want these houses. He's saying to Dion, you buy this house for me? Like, that's so nice. I could never afford to maintain this house.
I don't want it.
I don't want it. It's too big for me. She's like, I'm not giving you $3.5 million. I'm going to give you $7 million. You'll be able to maintain anything.
Shut up.
I know.
Even you saying it, I'm like, I don't care. Stop talking about it.
I know.
It's such bullshit.
And then she's like, the only thing is I don't actually have the money today. We need to wait a little.
Super liquid at the moment.
I'm not super liquid.
So.
Juan is then left alone at the table with Dion when Graham goes to the bathroom. And now Dion leans over to Juan and says, look, I always help people. I want to help you. But in order for me to help you, I need something from you. I need money from you.
And most importantly,
don't tell Graham.
Now Juan's like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Right away, Juan sees right through this.
She just promised this guy a mansion plus $7 million. Now she's whispering about needing money from him, but don't tell Graham.
Exactly. And Juan just says, sorry, I can't do it. Like, it's not going to happen, but thanks anyway.
And he's kind of snapped out of the spell. And like, just her asking this to him makes him go like, my gut was right the whole time. This is weird. I'm not calling you grandma anymore.
No, but also he can't tell Graham because he knows that Graham is too in it. And he doesn't know that Graham's given her money. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't realize how big the scheme is.
But he says, and we've been here before.
Yeah.
He says, if I said anything negative about his mother, it would ruin my friendship with him.
Exactly.
And I'm like, but at that point, just say it.
Right.
Because he's taken everyone down with him, including Heather and his baby at
home. Well, but the only reason I'm glad he didn't is because ultimately it's going to be Juan who's going to get through to him in the end.
I know.
Maybe Juan knows. He's like, I got to stick around because I'm going to be the... Because Heather's too close, right? Heather's going to start to see this for exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And now Heather is saying the trip keeps getting extended.
These few more days became more days and more days. I'm in a house by myself, no family support, first baby. You know, I was going to my neighbor to get my neighbor to go and buy milk and stuff from the supermarket.
She's asking her neighbors to go shopping
Graham,
for her.
Graham, you suck. Because you know what she's going through.
Yeah.
And you're just choosing not to help her.
And like, but then it cuts to Graham and he's like, well, I mean, of course I wanted to be with my family, but my mom kept pushing the meeting with the bankers. And like, what was I going to do? Turn down my $1 billion fortune?
Also, it's a 90-minute flight.
Is that right?
I looked it up. It's not like he's across the fucking world.
My God.
He could have been
there in the afternoon.
Yeah. He could have said, mom, call me when you have this son. I got to be a father. I have to be with my wife and my child.
Yes.
I have to do this. I have to be a person, a human. I'm not going to say I have to be a man because I hate that fucking phrase.
Right.
I have to be be a good person.
Yeah. Well, because the other
to
thing,
be a partner.
Too, bear this in mind, dear listener. Maybe Graham should have tested her loyalty to him. You know what I mean?
Oh,
by
yeah.
By saying, I'm going to go be with my family, and if you don't like it, you can fuck
yeah,
off.
Yeah, bye.
You know what I mean?
And she would have fucked right off. She would have tried
think,
another mark.
You
of
think
course.
She yeah, would have yeah. just left?
That time is money.
Yeah.
She would have found somebody else.
Yeah, I guess,
she,
I guess
she
you're right.
She couldn't have wasted her time with that.
Yeah.
And everyone would have been better off.
Oh, I wonder if Graham would have spent the rest of his life wondering if he's not going to get that Sultan of Brunei money. You know,
you know
what I mean?
You know what, though? I think you saying that, he would have made Heather's life hell no matter what.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that his mother just was a character in this life, because yeah. he would have been wondering, and yeah. he would have resented Heather,
yes.
and what if, yeah. it would have been bad no matter what.
But I mean, when we get to the end of this story, there's a truly shocking twist for me.
Okay.
And Graham was never in it to win it with this family.
He was never in it for the money.
But I mean with his wife and kid.
I agree.
He was never in it to win it with his wife and kid.
I think it took the idea of money in the abstract.
Yes.
The way you like go on Zillow and just have like unlimited when you're like $30 million.
Yeah.
Like I want to see what kind of houses are. You know, like this
totally.
Fantasy world. He left his wife and kids for the idea of that in a day
yep.
he flipped. That's
and
who he really is.
I think too that like, you know, their love story isn't that thrilling to me. Like they ended up being like, they were two people who met each other who liked the same things and decided, well, we're here, like let's be together. And then they had a kid in the perfect moment when the world shut down and they could be together. That bubble was always gonna burst.
Yeah.
When reality hit them or hit Graham, you know, and I'm not questioning his love for his kid or whatever, but like that marriage had a shelf life, I think, no matter what.
I mean, right or wrong with that. I mean, I hope at least that like there was something real there.
Yeah.
And that maybe this is just his true colors. But man, it didn't take Dion long.
Yes.
Because of the long lost mother connection.
Yes.
That's really it.
Well, now we meet Junyeon and Marcus.
Oh my God. They meet Dion at a hotel when she rudely interrupts them and starts demanding they tell her what their business is.
I know.
I'm like, lady, keep it moving. Mind your business.
But they happen to be in Switzerland looking for investors for their business, which is like a high-end Amazon.
And 2 seconds later, they're at dinner.
But like, that's the other thing. It's like, when you are so desperate, when you're looking for money and just anybody can tell you that they have it, and just because you met them at a fancy bar, you believe them.
It's like how no one joins a cult. Like, everyone's looking for something.
Yes. I mean, it's like, talking about time is money, like Marcus and Junyeon, like you should be on the hunt for actual investors. You know what I mean? Why aren't you googling this woman?
I know.
Because instantly she's saying
she was basically buying 20% of our company shares.
So 2.5 million Swiss franc for 20% of the company. And then she said, well, now you have an investor.
She produces no money or proof that she has the money. They just believe her. Suddenly, they're all family.
And they're talking about, you know, the illegitimate child of the Sultan of Brunei thing. Marcus is like, look, rich people are crazy. I've heard crazy stories from rich people. This is kind of nothing.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
And, you know, I just wonder how many dinners she interrupted that we're not hearing about.
I know.
And this one just happened to be...
This is the one that took.
You know, because you don't know the conversations they were having. You don't know what people believe in, if they believe in fate or luck or whatever. Like, you don't know. So I promise you she was interrupting a lot of people's cocktails and dinners until she got one on the hook.
You're right, because we in these documentaries, they present it as though this person is the best con artist. We never hear the times it didn't work out.
99 times it didn't work.
The time that she met Jillian at the bar, Jillian googled while the Cosmo was being made.
Lady,
it was like, bitch,
get out of here.
Get away from me.
So these people actually get in business with her.
Yeah.
They show us the signed contract. She bought 20% of their business for like 2.5 million Swiss francs.
But without transferring any money, she now owns 20% of their business and has given them nothing.
And cut to video of them dancing in the hotel restaurant. She's calling them her grandkids.
My question is, when you're the business owner looking for investors, how are you not getting the money up front?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
This is not how Shark Tank works.
I mean, come on.
You know
Mark
what I mean?
Cuban would never.
Would never.
Barbara Corcoran would never.
Lori,
what's her name?
That's exactly her name.
Yeah.
Lori, what's her name from QVC?
Something.
Would
Grenier,
never.
Grenier?
I know. I love her.
Grenier?
Yeah.
But again, she looks very healthy.
Yep.
She looks very happy. She supposedly has a brain tumor and bone marrow cancer. As long as they're staying in Switzerland, the clock should be ticking and she should be on her deathbed. She should have days to live at this point.
And also, she promises them 2.5 million Swiss francs. 5 seconds later, she's asking Marcus for 2,000 euros and he gives it to her.
But guess what? Don't tell Graham.
I could scream my head off.
I understand.
She's giving money to you. Why are you giving money to her?
Maybe you're desperate for investors because you're not good at business.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry, but I wasn't there, but you're sitting down for the Netflix documentary.
Right.
And I need to know why you just like kind of fell in love with this eccentric rich lady.
Well, because due diligence is a real thing in the world of investing.
I would never.
Why? Where is the evidence that she has the money? Because not only does Marcus give her 2,000 euros, they're taking her shopping. She's buying shoes, handbags, dresses.
She was trying on a coat. I think it was 8,000 or something. And she said, oh, I love that coat. And then I ended up paying for it.
Marcus buys her an $8,000 coat. They spend $10,000 on champagne of Marcus's money.
Because what Dion is saying to them, you're getting 20 million. So this is just sort of like, you're going to pay yourself back in millions as soon as the money goes through. So she's convincing everyone that
They just want to believe it.
She's convincing everyone that $100,000 isn't that much.
Right.
Because it isn't compared to 20 million. You know what I mean?
She just, like, there's just no evidence that she has the money.
Like, what is she putting in that champagne?
I know.
How drunk are they? And what are they drunk on? And the idea of money?
My question is, like, aren't there bank documents? Aren't there, like, it's got to be more than just watching her order expensive shit that makes you believe that she's got the cash.
And like Heather's sitting at home, she knows things aren't right. Dion is all talk, no action. Nothing is signed, nothing is done. All of this money exists in the abstract.
Yep.
And Heather knows that because all of the money that Dion seems to have comes from Heather's own bank account.
Exactly. At what point are you shutting down the bank account? At what point are you going to the
minute I see that 32 grand out.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
No, locks are changed.
Yes.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Because then, like we were saying on an after party, then it becomes, I don't know you anymore.
Exactly.
Who are you?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I can't trust you now because now there's like someone infiltrating my fortress. So the more, this is like manipulator 101, the more Heather questions Dion, the more Dion tries to get Heather out of the picture.
Yes.
We can't have Heather around, which is why, and Dion clocked her immediately, which is why she got the hell out of Dodge and they've been living in Switzerland for the last 3 months.
Exactly.
So Dion, also, like, who the actual fuck do you think you are?
Right.
You're literally new here.
Right.
You're new here.
I know. She thinks she's the one that they believe has the billions of dollars. That's all that matters.
And the mother.
Yeah.
The mother factor can't be ignored here.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because Dion was fun and sweet to Graham and then awful to Heather. And it's right out of the playbook. She's trying to cause a wedge.
And how she's doing it. Anytime Graham confronts her about anything, all of a sudden
she goes, you know what? I've just had it. Let's just finish it now. And she'll get up on a balcony and you have to physically drag her down. This can be 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And then you're just sitting there anxious. Am I going to come home and find her dead somewhere?
Oh, just let me die. I can't go on. He's pulling her off balconies because she's about to jump, yet she won't see a doctor.
Right. Exactly.
So Graham, she has Graham in a constant state of anxiety. He misses his family. Heather's mad at him. He's happy that he knows his mother, but he's sad that she's dying.
Yeah.
And now he's about to get hundreds of millions of dollars, but he's scared he's going to walk in and see her dead body.
And it's been 2 months. It was supposed to be 4 days. He has not been with his brand new baby for 2 months.
The baby's 3 months old.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Christmas is approaching. Dion is, quote, refusing to let him go home for his first Christmas with his son.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's no way. There is no such thing as an 85-year-old woman, quote, not allowing her 45-year-old son to get on a plane and see his family. Graham, I need you to step up because this is ridiculous. And it's a 90-minute flight.
Yeah.
Everything is shut down for all of December and most of January.
I mean,
no one does any work.
Graham says,
it's my favorite time of year.
I know, totally. Graham says to us, I had to promise Heather I'd be back, but I had to fight. He's like, I had to fight my mother for, like, permission to go home.
Graham.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Graham.
Well, but then also, he says, I got home the night of Christmas Eve, and he says, everything was amazing. I cooked dinner. Christmas was wonderful. It cuts to Heather. She's like,
Christmas is the worst Christmas I ever had in my life because we had a huge argument at 4 a.m. about Dion. And it was me saying to Graham, this is not okay. You've disappeared for 2 months. And now you rock up last minute like nothing's happened.
She and Graham have a huge fight about Dion.
You want to know why? Because Dion is harassing Graham, sending him photos of herself, literally pouting.
Yes.
I'm so destroyed. My son left me.
Yes.
It is unbelievable. If you've never dealt with a person like this, consider yourself beyond lucky. They are exhausting. The only way to deal with them is no contact.
Yep. And my question to Graham is, why do you want this? That's when I discount the mother thing. And I'm like, it must just be about the money.
Right.
Why would you let, like, the idea, and I just know this is true. Listeners, you can believe me or not. When Daisy came to us, there was nothing getting me out of a room that she was in. Nothing. $100 million was not getting me out of a room
that she
was in.
And she came, baby. She came days old.
She came 6 days old. So, like, so Graham and I are not the same. Like, this is very unusual. And the idea that Graham is allowing this to me means that all he cares about is the money.
All he cares about is the money.
You know what I mean? Because, like the idea that he would be, even if he's fighting with his mother about it, the idea that he would willingly be away from his newborn kid for 2 months,
yeah.
I cannot make that make sense for any single reason.
And he's partying the whole time.
Yes. And also, like, discounting what Heather is doing being a single parent at home with a newborn kid by herself.
What she just went through to give birth to
that
baby.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's like, Graham, if you're going to sit down, be honest.
Right.
Because he's not even saying, oh, I couldn't even see straight back then.
Right.
I was doing horrible things. I was not a good partner to the love of my life. Like,
yeah.
I really fucked Heather over here.
Right.
He's just saying, he's like, what? It was the best Christmas ever.
Exactly.
And Heather's like, it was the worst
night. Christmas ever.
It was a turning point for Heather.
Yes.
It was over.
Yep.
Then. And Graham is going to sit here, whether he believes it or not, be honest with us, Graham.
Yeah. Right, because instead, he's frustrated with us. He's yelling at the documentary maker at some point.
Oh, Graham, you better watch that tone. Because I'm not. Like, he doesn't come off
looking
good here.
No,
and that edit of Heather being like, it was the worst night of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now Heather is telling us that, like, after Christmas, they're planning a trip to New Zealand to introduce the baby to her family. And Dion is trying to convince Graham that he can't go because she's going to die while he's away in New Zealand with his family.
Peak manipulation.
Yeah.
And I have to say, like, any form of that, even if the person's being hyperbolic, like, I have to do this or I'm going to die.
Uh-huh.
If I don't do this, I'm going to die.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking manipulation no matter which way you slice it.
Totally.
And now this woman has had him brainwashed that for the last 6 months she actually is dying.
Uh-huh.
She's really going very meta here.
Well, and she's put the date on the calendar. She's like, you're going to be gone how many weeks? Well,
oh, I'm
on
dying
that
then.
Wednesday.
What'd you say? Thursday? No. 6:02. I am
the
dead.
Illegitimate daughter of the Sultan of Brunei. We'll be dead on that Thursday at 6:03.
And guess who's coming for you?
Totally.
So whatever. Dion wins because of course she does. Graham does not go to New Zealand.
This is unbelievable to me.
Heather sure does.
Yeah, Heather fucking does.
And she says,
I was absolutely distraught because I needed to get out of there. I needed space and I was so. I needed to see my family and to be around people that love me at that point.
I need to be around my family and people who love me.
Yes.
Good for you, Heather.
Yep.
I hate that this is happening to her. But it's the right move for Heather. It's the right move for the baby. And I think it's about fucking time.
Yeah.
But it sucks. Like, put yourself in Heather's shoes of, like, months of dealing with this. Months of trying to get through to this person you love who is now doesn't even look anything close to the person you married and fell in love with.
I mean, you know, we're going a little bit out of order. I'm going to tell you here, dear listener, that they don't make it. That Heather and Graham don't make it. I was truly shocked.
Oh, I was thrilled.
Oh my God. I mean, just being a parent, I was absolutely shocked by that.
Just like how obvious he's continuing the cycle.
That's the word.
Yeah.
Well, but how obvious it is that he cared about the money and his freedom over the, but like, I'm curious to know when Heather made that decision. Cause I think you make a good point about Christmas Eve when they had that fight at 4 a.m. That was a turning point. Was that the moment she decided? Was it when she got on the plane to go to New Zealand without him? Is that when she did? I would love to know when she made the decision.
I think if I'm going to guess, it becomes a turning point to her not hiding her feelings anymore, at the very least. I think she's kind of like, the turning point is I'm going to tell him what the truth is and I'll take it from there if he doesn't hear me.
Yes.
Because like she starts trying to tell him that this is what is really going on and he just will not hear it.
Well, so we're back with Marcus. Remember, he was the one with Junyan and they had the Amazon, like the high-end Amazon business. He said that he and Junyan had gone away for like a night or something. They come back. Suddenly there's a new person. There's a Chinese man named Peng.
Yeah.
We're going to go on a journey with Peng.
Yeah, he's from China. He lived in Germany for many years. There's like, he has another very vague business associate.
Yes.
And Dion promises Peng's associate, who who we never meet.
Yes.
$60 million for this cutting edge medical business. And in return, this associate is going to offer Dion this groundbreaking cancer treatment. Because remember, Dion's dying of two forms of very aggressive cancer.
That you can only get in Switzerland, by the way. And so Dion says, I'm too far gone. I don't want the treatment. How about you give me $50,000 cash?
She spoke about how she will redistribute that money to people in need, that this flow of money would actually benefit someone.
We gave total $50,000.
Now, let me just say this one more time. Peng came to her for $60 million.
Right.
Without any, she says, yes, absolutely.
No questions
asked. But without any evidence that he's ever going to see that money, that that money even exists, that she has that
or
money.
Or it's just doctored documents, whatever. It's nothing real.
Without him having the money in his hand or any date by which he will have that money, he is cutting her a check for $50,000. I cannot make it make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And they're like, well, the least we can do is give you this life-changing, life-saving cancer treatment that will cost you $1 zillion, but you get it for free because you're giving us $60 million. She refuses it.
She says, give me the cash.
She goes, just let me die.
Yeah.
Just give me some cash instead.
But what I'm saying is, why doesn't Peng say to her, well, then why don't you just give us $60 million minus $50,000 and then use that $50,000. She's like, no. I need a check from you all. It's got to come from you guys.
Also because of COVID.
Right.
So no one is also putting it together. They are allegedly curing cancer.
I know.
But they can't put two and two together that they can give her money, but she can't give them money because COVID.
I'm going to say it one more time. They are getting $60 million from her, but before any money is given to them, they're giving her $50,000.
She's refusing the life-saving cancer treatment.
The day that she realized that that would work, it must have been the best day of her life. The day that she realized that just promising people money and pretending to have money means that they'll give you money instead. It's just absolutely wild.
So now suddenly Dion is back in the UK. What happened to Graham's hundreds of millions of dollars? Nothing is signed, just more excuses.
But she is now getting herself this London apartment with floor-to-ceiling windows
she's
with a full view of London Tower. Now, once again, to Graham, that looks like, oh, she must have gotten her Sultan of Brunei money. No, she just got the $50,000 from Peng.
Right.
You know, this is how she's doing it.
We're watching it happen.
It's absolutely wild.
But another red flag is that she doesn't have any friends her age or what do they call it? Like, not colleagues.
Associates?
Not associates. Like, something more informal. Like, friends or, like, what do they call them?
I don't know. I just call them friends.
But, friends. And she doesn't have anyone in her life.
You're like, you know, friend, not like friends.
Because like, I'm like, what's but the she's a nightmare. She wouldn't have any friends.
Yeah.
But anyone that's, like, on her, like, everyone's a, quote, business associate.
Yes,
or her son's friends. Like, she exists in this very, very specific
confidants,
way.
Bosom buddies.
Yeah, bosom buddies, starring Tom Hanks and the other guy, whose name I totally
know.
Peter Scolari.
How dare you?
I do know his name.
I know. He was the dad on Girls.
Yeah. Oh, I never watched Girls.
He was very, I loved him. I had a big crush on him.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
But Dion exists in this very, very specific way.
I can't believe
way.
I knew Peter Scolari's name.
I know. He's great.
Totally.
He's also in That Thing You Do. Tom Hanks always throws him a ball every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so, God. Imagine you're Peter Scolari and you make a show with Tom Hanks and all of a sudden he's Tom Hanks and you're still Peter Scolari.
I think it's great.
You do?
I think it's a great little tenet. I mean, what are you going to do?
Tom Hanks is like the richest, most beloved man in America and you're just that guy from Bosom Buddies. You know what I mean?
But people like Peter Scolari.
He's so cute. We've established. I know. I'm just saying, like, it must be... I would hope that Scolari... the way that I live my life, when other people succeed beyond me, I just want to be happy for them.
Yeah.
I would hope that Peter Scolari does the same thing.
I think they're still bosom buddies. I think that's how the story ends.
We'll always be bosom buddies. Yeah, have you ever seen the Angela Lansbury Bea Arthur? They do that on the Tony Awards.
Yes.
They used to play it at the gayest musical Mondays I used to go to all the time.
Splash.
We'll always be bosom buddies. It's so good.
Oh my God. So this bitch, Dion, my point is she exists in this very, very specific way. Like there's nothing else to her. It's like everyone, she's everyone's mother or grandmother, but she's also this zillionaire. Like there's cancer and then there's money no one can get access to and manipulation and that's it. Like she doesn't, like, it's not like, mom, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to lunch with my girlfriend or, I'm doing that. Like, she just exists in like cancer and money and manipulation.
Yes, 100%.
And her son's friends. It's weird.
Because Heather and their son are in New Zealand. Graham is spending all of his time with his mom now at her fancy apartment. And like now Heather's giving us a little bit of backstory on Graham.
Right. And also Graham is not allowed to visit Heather in New Zealand. That's like, when you go, that's when you say, go fuck yourself.
When was the last time you saw your kid, Graham? When was the last time you saw your fucking child?
Right.
Because my whole thing about
this. Fighting with Heather over Christmas?
The reason you're this fucked up, Graham, you're telling us this is because you didn't have your parent when you were a kid.
Exactly.
And now you're robbing your own kid of their parent. Like, how do you not see this?
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb, cancel me or whatever. I think the kid's better off without him.
I guess. I say in therapy every week, I was blessed by my father's absence. Blessed
you know,
by it. Yeah.
Some people are better off.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say that. Like, and I'm talking in this context. It's just like, Graham, like, not even the sight of money, the thought of money, the abstract idea of money, and he runs.
Yep. I know.
Who is this guy?
I've got so much more to say about that. But Heather says that, you know, we know that Graham grew up in an abusive, neglectful household.
His key driver for becoming a chef was to sort of get out of that environment. Being a chef was a place where he had a roof over his head, it was warm, and he had access to food.
And be somewhere warm that gave him access to food. Can I say, I said this to you off mic, I grew up working in kitchens. I got my first job as a dishwasher when I was 14. I worked in kitchens all the way through college.
Yeah.
And then I was front of house after that. I was like a
it's
bartender.
It's why you can't watch The Bear.
Truly, it's why I can't watch it, right. But the number of people that I met in that line of work who literally got jobs in kitchens to assure that they would have food, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, I come from that world, and it's a very sad but very true thing.
Yeah.
That, like, Graham got a job in a kitchen because he wasn't sure he would have food at home.
And on top of that, his father is physically abusive.
Yeah.
Graham says, you know, I have the scars to prove it. And the last time Graham saw his father, Graham was knocking his father down. Like, he was 18.
He's beating his father's ass.
And left.
And I say, good.
Good.
Yeah.
Fine. Like, great.
I wish I had taken a swing at my dad.
Yeah?
Oh. Woof. Yeah. Where did that come from?
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. I'll leave it there. I realized in therapy this week that I haven't seen my father in person since I was in eighth grade.
But then he died.
He's
so
dead.
You can't see
Thank
him.
God.
I was going to say, wait a second.
No, he's dead. But like I never saw my dad in person after eighth grade.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is. It is, but, you know, it happens all the time.
It happens to tons of people, but and I'm totally fine about it. But I used to think about the fact that my dad, and I was emotionally disconnected from it. I wasn't, like, sad about it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
My dad had kids in the world that he never saw or connected with in any way. I just, as a parent, I can't imagine that. And now watching, knowing that that was Graham's story, too, and now watching him do it to his kid, I just can't make it make sense.
Did he ever reach out and you said, I'm not interested, or he didn't even try?
In the very end.
Yeah.
In the very end, my dad reached out to me, like, 2 years before he died over something. My dad would come into the picture and inflict chaos.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he was trying to do.
Sure.
And I wouldn't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. We had one phone call and I hung up on him, not angrily, but I just was like, I'm done with this phone call. And I got off the phone. And that was that.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks for sharing. Does it feel okay to move on?
Yeah. Totally. Please move on.
Does it feel safe to stop now? But this is why being with his mother is so important. This unresolved trauma. And I'm like, okay, fine, but she's out of control. She's objectively out of control.
The more you and I talk about it, the more I think it was about the money.
Like,
I don't know that it was as much about the mother.
Because
using the mother to shield us. He's using the mother as a shield for what his real motive was, which was to get the money.
I agree. Because at this point, I don't care what anyone's been through in their childhood or how sick someone is or isn't.
Yep.
What this woman is doing is shitty and manipulative.
Yep.
The end. And Graham is continuing the cycle of abuse and abandonment.
Yep.
And it's very hard to be like, but my mom. And it's like, is she even offering? Here's a question, Graham.
Yeah.
Is she even offering you anything other than money?
Right. Exactly.
Because a mother, a person who really cares about you and family and being with you would want to be with the people you love too, not taking you away from them.
Exactly.
You would be one big happy family for 6 months.
Yep. How does she not want to be like the best grandmother in the world?
Right.
For the last 6 months she's got left.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, she's perfectly healthy.
Yes.
But like that's not even seeping in. And it's all about the money.
And it's, you know, Heather is saying,
while I'm in New Zealand, it becomes very apparent that it's a lot worse than I thought it was. I found out that he'd set up other credit cards in his own name that his mother had requested him to set up and had been accruing debts.
Tens of thousands of dollars in debt.
I mean, this is now Graham has very quickly become a part of this and inflicting all of this financial abuse on Heather.
Yes.
The lying, the manipulation, the fighting, the gaslighting.
Yeah, because
I mean, he's abusing her.
He's given her a bunch of money already. Now he's got credit cards in her name. Then Graham tells us in Zurich, when the hotel bill came, it was £25,000. He had to pay it because once again, she doesn't have access to her funds.
So he left his wife and newborn for months. He's been taking money without her knowledge and he's putting her in debt.
Yes, exactly. And then also back in London, he says it's now $10,000 to $15,000 on entertainment just for her.
What?
Then another £25,000 on in credit card debt.
Did she
debt.
Just fucking die already? I thought I she know. Was dying.
He says at this point he spent at least $80,000 on his mother.
Well, let's talk about the cars.
Yes. Because well, right. So this is what I was going to say earlier.
Dion made it so that Graham is on the hook. It's the same thing.
Right.
It's the same thing about like, I'm going to give you $20 million, but why don't you give me a cool hundo grand
yes,
right
yes.
now to hold us over?
Because I think in Heather's mind, she's thinking Dion's got to have some money because she bought Graham a Range Rover and me a BMW. Like, and in Heather's mind, they were paid for in cash.
Because Graham lied to her.
Yes.
And when I say it took this guy days, I mean days.
Right.
Because he so needed this woman to be his loving mother.
Yes.
That he's already instantly has him lying to his wife, saying,
right.
oh, she bought us the cars. But really, they're all in Graham's name and he's on the hook for it.
And for payments.
I realize that the cars haven't been purchased. And I realize that there's now this agreement in place that he's liable for these cars.
How much for, do you think?
I would say upwards of 180K.
You make the payments and I'll pay you back. That's how this is going to work.
Right.
And so now it
but
looks...
But lie to your wife
exactly.
and tell her that they're paid for free and clear.
The cars, he's liable for £180,000 in cars.
So between everything, the debt, the payments, all these transfers, all this stuff, Graham is out over £300,000, which is almost $400,000.
Yes.
So this is terrifying because it's like, what else is this woman capable of?
Exactly.
And now Heather wants to save Graham, so she recruits Juan, the friend, to help.
Yeah, because Heather knows that Graham won't listen to her. Like, I think that by this point, their relationship must have been over because Heather is still, like, she's still on the goog trying to figure everything out, but she knows he is not going to listen to her. So she recruits Juan.
Now, they know he's in trouble, right? He's going to lose his family. He's going to be in financial ruin, not to mention all of the added trauma on himself
yes.
and what he's inflicting on Heather and their baby. But now, again, a train that's never late, Dion has now turned on Graham.
Yes.
So she's telling all of these people that they've sort of collected.
Yeah, the Marcus and the Junian.
Right.
And the Pang.
Right. Now she's telling all of these new friends that Graham has been stealing from her.
Yes.
And he's abusive. And he's terrible. And she can't trust him. So she's making everyone feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Because she's dying after all. And now at the same time, they hate and distrust Graham.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, who cares? Like, who even are these people? Random associates? Who gives a shit?
Well,
Graham,
they...
go home to your wife and your baby. Who cares?
I think what she's protecting herself against are those associates going to Graham to say like, hey, your mom says she was going to give us a ton of money and she
yeah.
hasn't. So I think that she's keeping them separate.
The only ticking clock here is the one that Dion knows is going to run out when people find out the truth. She knows
yes.
this can't last forever.
Yes.
She knows that she has to start getting a little bit of a life raft for whatever her next thing is. So
yes.
let's just pit everyone against each other.
Exactly.
But it's also
exactly.
like, why does anyone, you don't even know, you met in the hotel lobby, but like, who gives a shit? Graham,
and
go home. You should care what your wife thinks.
And we're back with Pang, by the way, who's like,
Dion claimed that Graham has emptied her bank account and spent all of her money. I feel terribly sorry for Dion. She's an old lady in wheelchair, 85 years old, suffering from three different kinds of cancer. So I gave another 10,000 to Grandma.
I gave her another $10,000. I'm like, Pang.
We got to move on.
She came to you. She was going to give you $60 million, girl.
I know.
And you're just writing her checks out of your personal bank account.
And she's still using the COVID excuse while you can happily transfer money to her, but she somehow COVID is only affecting her.
Her. Exactly. Exactly.
Now, Heather has had it. She starts researching Dion because she's like, I wonder. And Heather, I've been there. I love you. It's never going to work. He's too brainwashed. But she wants to show him real, actual, indisputable proof, like printed out and be like, here, this is what she's doing.
And she finds it. Like, she comes across Dion's marriage records and she finds out the first marriage was in 1970. She had a second one in 1984, a third in 1994. And she says what's odd is on the first marriage certificate, she records her date of birth as 1940. And then on the next certificate, she records herself as being 34 years of age in 1984, which would have made her birth year 1950. So already she can see she's falsifying documents.
She has a ton of documents and her birth date is never consistent. Yeah. The names are not consistent. One of them's a violinist. One of them's a this. It doesn't make any sense. Also, the music in this scene is very White Lotus.
Yeah. But like she's seeing all these documents with all of these inconsistencies and she can see that Dion's been lying.
Graham's not going to care.
Exactly.
So Juan, the friend, is back with Graham and Dion in Switzerland. I guess the money's finally ready.
And I want to point out, when Heather recruited Juan, Juan was like, listen, let me tell you about the time that Graham went to the bathroom and she tried to hit me up for money and I said no. And I've known all along that she was swindling you guys.
Right.
So that is why Juan is so willing to help.
Right.
And so Juan tells the story that they're in this like fancy hotel in Switzerland. Dion's in the restaurant having $400 bottles of wine and caviar. He takes Juan to the lobby, gets them two bottles of wine so he can get Graham drunk.
Loosened up.
And be honest with him.
So Juan tells Graham the truth.
We were having a glass of wine. And he's like, you know, you better be careful. You know, your mum is, she's lying. And this is what we see as friends.
Why she keep promising you that she will have some money and the money's not coming? Why she keeps saying that she's dying soon?
He's trying to get Graham to see what's going on. And now Graham doesn't want to believe it. But of course, like when his wife says it, there's a major blowout.
Yes.
But two bros getting wine drunk, that did the trick. He's like, now hold on a second.
Wait a second.
Which, I'm sorry, Heather must have been enraged.
But she knew. She knew she had to get Juan because he would listen to Juan and not to her.
And even in Graham's retelling of it, he's like, you know, no one ever said anything like this to me before until Juan got me hammered.
Right.
On some fucking Malbec or whatever. And now he believes Juan, and it's like you have destroyed your relationship with your wife and your son over this. But Juan, two bottles of wine in, is now making sense. Like, Graham, not a good. You said yes to Netflix, by the way. This is on Netflix.
I know.
We're all watching it.
And like, when we get to the end of this, we're gonna learn that like he always considered his kitchen family his real
family.
But what I'm saying is that like he was never in it to win it with Heather.
You're right.
Like, it was the perfect combination of like, we're two people who like each other, and a pandemic hit. So I guess we'll be together.
This is coming from Ms. Chosen Family. You know
totally.
I love a Chosen Family.
Yes.
But guess what? Like, marrying someone is Chosen Family too, you fucking dingbats. And you have a son now. And now sometimes the choices make choices for you.
Yeah.
You have a son now, Graham.
Yep. Well, Juan is pointing out to Graham, look, she has been promising you money for months and months and has never come. She says she's sick, but she's in better health than any of us. Like, open your fucking eyes, brother.
So Graham starts snooping in Dion's room.
Because this wakes him up. He's like, all of a sudden he snaps out of it.
Yeah, because his wife told him, and God knows he wasn't listening to her.
Right.
So Graham finds red food coloring used for the blood in the urine, obviously.
Yes.
And God knows what else. And Dion's like, no, that's medicine. That's
it's Chinese
medicine. Custom.
Yeah.
Food coloring cures cancer, she says. Oh, not the $60 million contraption or whatever.
Exactly. And then Graham Googles finally the medicine she's on.
We Googled the medication that she's on. So, but most of those were for hypertension, cholesterol, diabetes, everything but cancer.
Not a single thing for cancer.
No, it's the usual stuff an overweight 85-year-old needs on a regular basis.
Exactly.
That's what they say, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
So Graham finally gets it after those two bottles of wine and Juan and not his wife.
What he finally gets, not that like he's lost his wife and son.
No.
He understands for the first time now that he's drowning in debt.
Yeah.
And he's never going to get that money back.
It's all about the money.
That's what he cares about.
And so Graham confronts Dion, and we hear it, and she basically gets out of it by saying that she has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
She's like, can we hold on this conversation? I really gotta pee. Is it gonna be blood? I don't know. We'll see. I'm dying, remember.
I'll be sure to take a picture and text it to you and your family, though.
And Graham's like, okay, well, she has to pee.
Yeah, but like, she's clinging to that Sultan of Brunei story, which like, she's clinging to it. She's like, Mom, what you're saying is the current Sultan of Brunei is my uncle.
Right.
And she's like, yep, definitely has gotta pee, though.
100%.
I gotta piss.
Hold that thought. Ooh, I gotta go.
I gotta piss like that cancer faker in church.
You know what it just hits you? I really gotta go.
She she has had 8 bottles of $12,000 wine.
Of course.
So she really, it's running right through, her.
Caviar makes you pee, probably. Who knows? Is it good? It tastes salty, you said?
It's salty, but it is good. It's a texture thing.
What's the consistency?
It's a little gelatinous. It's good. It's really good.
I'm okay.
Okay. So,
it's
so
not worth it. Like,
when we hit the TCO 10 mark, we'll do some caviar.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We'll do like a fancy party with some caviar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me if I don't like it.
That's okay. Yeah, okay. I'm still mad at the party barge. Like, I can't believe I can't get you out on a party barge.
I can be in air conditioning watching my shows.
Fam, who's going on a party barge with me? I would be I laugh riot on a party barge.
I'm sure.
Give me 3 Cosmos on a party barge. I'm jumping into the Hudson. I will. Just to make you laugh, I would jump into the Hudson.
I'd be terrified, and no one would ever touch you again. You'd become radioactive. And probably a witness in many a murder.
Yeah.
So Heather's over it. There's this thing called action fraud in the UK. And
I'm
she
like,
says,
yet another thing our country should have that we don't.
I know. But really? Because they don't fucking do anything.
Well, Heather says
there's a way that you can register someone as a vulnerable person if they're being financially manipulated. I also go to the police at that point, and I'm very quickly told that it won't be seen as a fraud because she's his mother.
Well, it's not fraud because she's his mom.
This makes no sense to me. Where it's like, has nobody ever heard of a fucking con?
By manipulation?
This is exactly what this is. Like, no, it is a crime because she's his mother.
I know, it's so stupid.
That's how she's getting away with it, you idiot.
And technically, manipulation isn't illegal. Graham made those decisions by himself.
I guess.
Like, I mean, he was, of course, I understand.
No. But it's like, can we have some compassion? Like, this shit happened. You know what I mean?
Also, like, in any, like, come on, it's your mother. Come on, it's your father. Right. Then they should fucking act like it.
Exactly.
Like, I do subscribe. Yeah. To like, I know my mom has said to people, don't let anyone manipulate you into that. If your parent treated you poorly,
yes.
Because my mom has dealt with it too, don't fall for the, but it's your father.
Right.
Well, he should have fucking acted like it.
I know. I agree. I absolutely agree.
When I say this, I'm not talking about my parents. My parents actively broke the cycle.
Yes, totally. No.
I'm very, very, very grateful for that. But more than that, Heather's like, we get like the Ted Bundy treatment. Like, she just doesn't look like a bad person. She's in her 80s. She's in a wheelchair. She's dying anyway.
Exactly.
Like, even if she didn't have cancer, she's in pretty poor health. And she just didn't kind of feel like a criminal, so they didn't do anything.
Why does this division exist? Because
that's
like,
what
aren't you here specifically for people who are being manipulated? He's being manipulated.
He's being manipulated.
You know? By the way, speaking of manipulation, we're back with that poor Peng guy.
Oh my God.
I just like, all in all, this guy gives her over $100,000 of his own personal money.
And it takes Peng 10 months to be like, maybe I should Google the royal family of Brunei.
Yes.
I start to write directly to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Brunei. And they replied, to embassy's knowledge, there is no person named Dion Marie Hanna or Tersa Hatton Mohammed, as stated in your email, who is related to Brunei royal family.
Sorry, girl, definitely not.
They sent back an official statement saying that she's lying and they want nothing to do with her.
Right.
It took one of these 11 people 10 months to Google her and ask a fucking question.
Peng is so in debt. He, like, does not know what he's going to do. But this is the kind of thing that makes people kill themselves. I mean seriously.
I mean, this is crippling debt? Of course.
Yes. I mean, it's criminal.
So Heather's like, okay, can we just maybe get some proof that she's actually Graham's mother?
Uh-huh.
Like, she lied about absolutely everything. So in Heather's mind, she definitely lied about being his mom, too, and is manipulating
him. This is where we learn that Graham said from day one, I asked her to do a DNA test, she wouldn't do it. But for some reason, now that he has found her out and told her that he's found her out, she's willing to do the DNA test. And seemingly,
because she wants to keep the manipulation and be like, but I'm your mother.
Right. Because seemingly we watch him open the results in real time.
Yeah. Guess what? She's really his mother.
She actually really is his mom.
And I'm like,
I was surprised by that.
Only a real mom could be that manipulative. I've seen all kinds of manipulation, but I gotta tell you, family on family manipulation is very specific.
Truly.
Very specific. It's similar to the other ones, but like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Graham is devastated because Graham's like, oh my God, my actual real mom would do this to me.
It's so fucked up. Like, as a kid who didn't have his mother for 45 years, he now really has to grapple with the fact that she only found him to manipulate him.
Yeah, and that's really why.
She only found him to steal my... What a fucking sick-ass person.
Well, the thing is, though...
If lockdown hadn't have happened, probably would never have met her. She was a scammer.
But there's no transient tourists coming in and out, high-net-worth families, whatever.
There's no way to make a living. So what do? You go on the internet, you find your son. Very easy that way.
Lockdown started and she ran out of opportunities to scheme and scam people. She's like, let me find my son because at least I can scam him while we deal with this COVID mess.
That's insane.
That's exactly what she did.
And like, we're kind of like winding down here, but Heather like really wants to get to the bottom of this. And I get, like, I mean, sitting here, I'm like, Heather, we have it.
Yeah.
She's just a scammer. But like, she learned, like, she's been doing this forever. And Heather is able to track down like she'd do like the mother grandmother thing. And she'd like, you know, say that she's going to pay for the room, but leave diamonds in the room as payment, but they'd be fake diamonds.
Yes.
Like, this is, you know, Heather's like uncovering all this stuff, but in the end, it doesn't matter.
No, and just like, once again, what she was doing was she was taking my money and spending it in front of Jillian to make Jillian think that she had money.
Right.
Then she's taking Jillian's money to do it to the next person.
Right.
Like, that's what this scam is.
Over and over and over again. And like, we never get to the bottom of like, did she leave Graham or did the father go no contact? Like,
right.
We don't know why
and
she left.
We know that Graham's dad was shitty and that he never talked about the mother, but we don't know what he knew and never told Graham.
Right. And like, Graham was in foster care from 2 to 4 years old, but doesn't know why.
Right.
So I'm like, is this a part of it? I mean, I'm sure she didn't want to be a mother. The apple does not fall fucking far from that tree.
And to that end, right, exactly. To that end, she vanishes on Graham. Like, once the jig is up and he's not going to give her any more money, she vanishes.
Well, he goes no contact and it ends with Graham breaking no contact and talking to her on FaceTime.
Yeah, because she calls after a year of her being gone, she calls him and he takes the call.
And she says, sorry for, quote, what happened. Not sorry for what I did.
Yes.
Sorry for what happened. Like, she didn't do
She also says,
I've done what I've done. I cannot change, son. I cannot change.
I am who I am and I'm not going to change.
Fuck you. Also, Netflix, it ends with Dion did not respond for a request for comment. Shocking.
Yeah.
She has never faced criminal charges for the allegations made in this documentary. And I'm like, right, but Netflix, can you look into this a little more?
Right.
Why is it all on Heather? Why is it like 90 minutes of this infuriating manipulator where everyone knows where the story ends? But like, I could have used a little bit of research from Netflix.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, the thing for me in the end that was so shocking was when we found, because Heather, even after her and Graham break up, she's still invested in finding out who Dion is and getting Graham out of it. And we learn in the end that like Heather was like, I went to New Zealand and like, I guess I knew when I got on the plane, I was never going to come back. It was over. And Graham is like, I love my son, but he seems to be better off like over there where he has family. Like my whole thing with Graham was like, how are you not? It's fine that you and Heather aren't together. How are you not moving to New Zealand to be near your kid? It ends with him in a kitchen with his chosen family cooking desserts for each other while his son is off being raised by his single mother in New Zealand without him. Exactly what happened to Graham.
He's like, I love my friends. You know, quote, they stood by me this whole time.
Yeah.
Graham.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like, you ditched your wife and newborn because you wanted to drink champagne and eat caviar. I'm not discounting the childhood trauma, but like, I'm sure it was very fun to party in luxury for 3 months while your wife is at home dealing with your newborn baby.
Exactly.
After having a very hard birth. And like, again, you realize you're perpetuating the cycle, right?
100%.
Right? And Heather and that baby are much better off.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Girl, we did con mom.
Mom.
I don't like saying mom. I don't like it.
It feels like I'm being rude.
I know.
Like I'm trying to like make a joke and do a bad impression or culturally appropriate.
I don't know. Fam, listen, we've got a Patreon. It's awesome. It's where there's over 450 full ad-free bonus apps to download a binge right this second.
So just one note about Patreon. Apple is inflicting all of these fees on every podcaster.
Yeah.
We don't want it. So if you join.
It's every podcast who has a Patreon.
Yeah. So if you join Patreon through the Apple app, it'll give you a bunch of fees. So if you want to join Patreon without the fees, just go on a browser. Go
exactly.
to the website.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/truecrimeobsessed to avoid the fees. And we don't want it. We're trying to, there's nothing we
right.
can do.
Right. It's still going to go right into your pocket. You're still listening on your phone. You don't have to listen on your computer. It's just a way of avoiding paying those dumb Apple
exactly.
fees.
Exactly.
That's all. Also, the merch store is live for everybody
Something.
Right now.
Yay.
Go check it out. TrueCrimeObsessed.com. Click on the merch link.
Yep.
What do we do next, girl?
Oh my God. A Deadly American Marriage. Did
oh, we
this?
Are?
Yeah.
I haven't, it just dropped. I haven't watched it yet.
I changed the whole calendar.
Oh
it.
My God.
My DMs were exploding.
Yeah. All right. Well, stay tuned for the trailer for that, fam. And we love you.
All right, we love you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
What have you done? The kids were in bed asleep when this occurred. They had lost their father.
Did you ever see him hit her?
Molly made me lie.
What is the truth and what's not?
On the outside of the house looks like sunshines and rainbows. And on the inside...
We learned that there are secret recordings.
If I hadn't screamed that night, he would have just strangled me.
I never saw my dad ever lay hands on Molly.
My dad is a really amazing person.
I was going to save her life, and I have no regrets.
What really happened?
Who is the victim here?
Mommy puts it in your mouth.
No!